Thank you, Mr. President. The delegation of Ukraine appreciates your efforts and welcomes your presidency for the initiative to convene these thematic debates on the agenda item 6, comprehensive program of disarmament, with the focus on assessing the impact of emerging technologies on international security and arms control. I would like to thank the panelists for their insightful thoughts on initiatives related to military applications of AI, as well as mitigation of possible risk associated with the negative impact of emerging technologies, including in the military domain. The rapid technological evolution is leading to radical changes in our societies. The security and defense sector have been affected by such developments as well. Nowadays, we are witnessing how modern technologies are becoming vital aspects of the new generation of war. For instance, there are different types of AI employed in autonomous systems for gathering and analyzing information, decision-making, and communication and management. At the same time, we are aware of the risks and threats associated with the deployment of these technologies, as they can easily be abused, leading to serious consequences, such as the usage of UAVs by the aggressor to target civilians and critical infrastructure facilities, AI-driven deepfakes for spreading propaganda and disinformation, cyber espionage, and cyber attacks intended to destabilize the situation in the country by sowing panic and disrupting the work of governmental institutions, which is the case of Russia's aggression against Ukraine. Therefore, particular attention should be paid to the development of responsible, innovative, and maneuverable emerging technologies policies, which could provide protection from their malicious use, and at the same time ensure the responsible and safe progress in IT according to democratic norms and rule of law. In this context, legal regimes governing cyberspace and telecommunications should be given due consideration. Mr. President, Ukraine welcomes the discussions within the group of governmental experts on emerging technologies in the area of lethal autonomous weapon systems under CCW over the last few years and hopes for positive results during its second session in August. We believe that the CCW is a relevant international forum for dealing with new developments in the field of weapons technology, including AI, and offers an appropriate framework to be able to adequately address them. Ukraine underscored that human beings must make decisions regarding the use of force. Ukraine also supports the idea to launch an international platform for developing the code of responsible use of artificial intelligence, which would promote cooperation and research in this field, engaging in discussion in NGOs, academic, and business circles. It also would have a tangible impact on the development and use of future weapon systems and could be an effective means to address concerns associated with the integration of autonomous functions within weapon system, preserving at the same time a space for legitimate development of AI. Distinguished delegates, since the launch of its aggression against Ukraine in February 2022, Russia has used all types of weapons, including those with emerging technologies, on the territory of Ukraine, making Ukraine a testing ground for the new types of weapons. The deployment of these technologies has resulted in severe consequences for civilian and critical infrastructure, underscoring the urgent need for comprehensive and responsible approaches to the regulation and control of emergency military technologies. We believe that development of a strategic approach to emerging technologies requires inclusivity and consideration of multi-stakeholder involvement, encouraging the attendance of international organizations, commercial actors, and civil society. Actively participating in international efforts to establish a comprehensive regulatory framework for the responsible use of emerging technology, we believe that some elements require urgent attention from international community. First and foremost, Ukraine acknowledges that states should bear a primary responsibility to ensure that development, production, deployment, and use of emerging technologies are in compliance with international law, particularly international humanitarian law. Without excluding the adoption of legally binding instruments, Ukraine believes that non-binding commitments supported by relevant monitoring capabilities seems to be a pragmatic way forward to address emerging technology threats. Third, voluntary sharing of best practices, expertise, presentation of national accomplishments and other measures could help us bridge different views and naturally create common standards for exchanges among different actors. Such an effort is undertaken with due respect for national security concerns and proprietary rights could further build a robust transparency and confidence-building platform. And last but not least, monitoring innovations and new technologies in the military sphere is essential for better understanding, assessment, and mitigation of the risks and challenges, as well as for fostering global security as a whole. Ukraine strongly believes that now it's urgent and in the interest of all states to pragmatically and immediately address IT and act swiftly in order to agree on a common solution through greater coordination and cooperation with the involvement of states, relevant organizations, and other actors. It's our common task to ensure that no technology is used for the destruction of humanity. I thank you.